Blog Talk Radio.
This is a day that the Lord hath made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is a day that the Lord has made. That the Lord, he has made. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we do come with a rejoicing and a spirit of rejoicing and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving to your holy and to your righteous name. There's none like you, Father God, in all the earth. You sit high, you look low, and you are definitely large, and you are in charge. So we embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for it, Father God, and we surrender the day back over to you, Father God, that your will might be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Father God, for another opportunity to declare the gospel of Jesus Christ, Father. And to you be praise, glory, and all of the honor. Help us not to be a hearer only, but a doer of your word, Father. Walking in your spirit, walking in your power, walking in your love. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And the church did say amen, amen, amen. Amen, 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 and amen. Top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ as the King, Jesus Christ as Lord, as we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, 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 and greatly to be praised. I am your host and your kingdom co-tune this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Amen. Stayed on the Lord. Amen. We especially want to welcome all of our first-time listeners around the globe. Amen. You have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Thank you for being here. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. And enjoy your spiritual breakfast for champions. Maybe it's your lunch or maybe it's your dinner. It doesn't make any difference. Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We also want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. So if you miss us today, you can come back tomorrow. Amen. Or the next day and the next day. Amen. The glory be to God. Hallelujah. We are here. Sometimes we have a little technical difficulties from here to not that often over the last 14 years. Amen. Glory be to God. But for the most part, amen, you can find us here. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We ask that you will please visit our website at lifewayjesus.org and find out more. Amen. About our ministry, and to God be praised. Amen, amen, and amen. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah, beloved. Amen. We love the Lord. We love God, and we love God's word. Amen. Hallelujah. Why? Because, amen, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Amen. The word was from the beginning. Jesus is the word. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. It's through the word that we are saved. Amen. We are kept. We are delivered. We are blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. And we want to thank God. Amen. For the word. Amen. It is just so refreshing. It is so delightful, amen, to spend time with the word, amen. And so we bless him, amen. And coming from the word on this morning, amen, from the book of Isaiah, chapter number 1, amen, hallelujah. As the Lord was speaking, amen, to the Israelites about their meaningless offerings. The glory be to God. Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen. And the Lord was speaking to them, amen, about their meaningless offerings. Beloved, every offering is not acceptable unto the Lord. It's because you give God something don't mean he accepts it. Now, some people are not that way. Some people going to get what, you know, give whatever you get. Whatever you give them, they're going to take. Get some more. Glory be to God. And we especially see that, amen, when it comes to, like, food, beloved, amen. And we know some people hungry. We know you got to eat. But we know some people just greedy. They just greedy. All right. And so, beloved, God does not accept every offering. Amen. We especially see this, amen, through with Cain and Abel. Amen. Glory be to God. Both the brothers, amen, offered the same sacrifice. Amen. But one was acceptable and one was not. See, Abel's offering was acceptable. Cain's was rejected. Cain had the nerve, amen, to get upset and jealous with his brother. Now, isn't that something? People mad at you because God is, because your offering is acceptable with the Lord. People are upset with you because you know, you all right with God. You know what I mean? And so, beloved, see, when you live right, amen, you have more enemies when you live right than when you don't. Glory be to God. So every offering is, you can't just throw God something. You just can't throw God something and expect God to be happy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So if for us, so let's just make this a little bit more relevant. So if for our tithes and offerings, your tithe is a minimum of 10%. A minimum of 10. You can't just throw God 5% and tell him he's going to be happy. You'll catch him, amen, next month. No. But if you don't give God tithe, you can't give God a tithe. Glory, you can't give God an offering if you owe him a tithe. Every offering is not acceptable unto the Lord, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. Just keep that in mind. So the Lord was talking to them, and he coming out of the book of Isaiah, chapter number 1, amen, and verse number 18, and it reads like this. It says, come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be like scarlet, they will be white as snow. Though they be red as crimson, they will become like wool. 19, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. But if you resist and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Amen. If you be willing and obedient. Well, we just want to talk to you just for a couple minutes this morning, beloved, about willingly, glory be to God, obedience, willing obedience, willing obedience. Beloved, just because you showed up at work today didn't mean you wanted to be there. Just because you went to church don't mean you wanted to be there. Just because you gave God a nice offering, you put a nice offering in the basket, doesn't mean you wanted to do it. Just because you sang on the choir, don't mean you wanted to sing. Just because you preached the message and the anointing might have been on you when you preached, don't mean you wanted to do it. Just because you cooked your family's dinner, amen, that night, tonight, don't mean you wanted to cook it. Just because you cleaned your house, don't mean you wanted to do it. See, beloved, the things that we do out of obedience, yeah, you paid that traffic ticket, but you ain't want to pay it. See? The things that we do, even though we're doing the right thing, don't mean we want to do it. And we try to get brownie points for it because we did it. See? And for whatever reason, you did it. And that could be, you know what I mean, a whole, you know, list of things why you did it. Maybe you did it because you know it's the right thing to do. Maybe you did it because it was expected of you. Maybe you did it because you're trying to gain brownie points. Whatever, 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 you did it. But that don't mean you wanted to do it. And beloved, it's the same way in our service to the Lord. Just because you prayed don't mean you wanted to pray, but you knew it was an obligation to pray. You know God is looking for you to pray. You know that we're supposed to be praying without ceasing. So you do these things, but you don't want to do it. So your heart is not in it. Form and fashion. Glory be to God. Huh? You're not real. It's not real. You're just going through the motions, and it's a form of hypocrisy. You want to give God an offering, but you don't really want to do it. That's why God rejected Cain's. And beloved, unless our heart is changed, God's going to reject yours too. Every offering is not acceptable unto the Lord. This is why he tells us in Romans 12, I beseech thee therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Some of us, amen, has given the Lord our body, so we say, amen, but we don't want to do that either. We don't want to live holy. Shoot, give me a husband and a boyfriend. Matter of fact, skip the husband. Just give me the benefits of marriage. Huh? And go for the men too. He home every night. Yeah, but he don't want to be there. Because his heart's not there. And we do the same thing to God. So what? So we can look good in front of our families, in front of our friends, our co-workers, the community. Oh, outstanding. It's an outstanding young man. Well, how do you know? Well, you know, I've seen them for a long time. They're quiet. They always look nice. Keep the car clean. Keep that clean. So what? I'm sure the devil even live in a clean environment too. That don't mean your heart is there, beloved. And so, glory be to God, this is why the Lord had to come straight. God don't play around. Let me tell you something. Oh, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. He don't play no games, and he don't take you all around the mulberry bush. Woo! Matthews. Chapter number 7, verse number 13 says, enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in therein. But straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beloved, God is straight. You hear what I'm saying? He talks straight. He lives straight. God is straight. God don't have you all confused. He don't play games with you. He not sugaring you up. He ain't not sugarcoating, because he is the sugar. He is the coat. He ain't got the goat. He gonna hit it straight. Glory be to God. He makes it easy for us. We make it difficult. And so he comes straight. He says, okay. He says, all right. He says, if you be willing and obedient. Because what he was focusing on, you obedient, but you ain't willing. It ain't in your heart to do what you're doing. So why are you doing it? You ain't getting no reward for this, not from God. Man, I pat you on the back. Oh, yeah, Sister Bradford. Yeah. Let me tell you about Sister Bradford. Yeah, she always there. You can count your first one in, last one out. Oh, yeah, she coming in with the checkbook. Oh, see, all that stuff. Oh, men will rub you up. They'll rub you up till there's no skin left on your body. God said man judgeth the outward appearance. Oh, yeah, this person here, you can count on them. Yeah, they never let you down. They always there, but they don't want to be there. Their body is there. Their mind is somewhere else. And we do God the same way. Some of us we go sit right up in church. Why we sitting up in church? Good thing the people sitting next to us can't see where our mind is. Oh, Lord have mercy. Sitting up in church thinking about pornography. Huh? Come on, y'all. Sitting up in church in your Sunday rags.
but you don't really want to be there. Your mind's somewhere else. Come on, y'all. Y'all getting to the pride. They going to get to the praise and worship, and they over in Jamaica right now. You got to bring your mind in. How they going to get to the praise and worship? They worrying about how they going to pay that bill on Monday morning, the first of the month. Come on, you know, everything due on the first. Your mind not there because you really don't want to be there. You really prefer to be doing something else. We don't even want to know what it is. So the Lord says here, if you be willing and obedient, the Lord wants us to serve him, amen, willingly, obey him. I bring my worship. God, I present my body. God, I bring my worship. Amen. That song is in the back of my mind. Amen. But y'all know the song later for the song. Amen. That's just deal with the words and the lyrics. Amen. I bring my worship. You want your worship to be acceptable. You want your life to be acceptable. You want to serve God. Because you love God, not because the pastors and the pastor's aide and everybody in the church looking at you and looking for you. Nah, that ain't good enough. That ain't good enough. Because if that pastor ain't careful, let me tell you, that pastor in trouble. Beloved. So it's a place that we have to be mindful. It's a place. So how do we make sure that we are willingly obedient? Willingly. We're not doing it because it's in the book. We're doing it because we want to do it. We want to serve. We want to. See? Because, beloved, hallelujah, your life will follow your heart. That's why he tells us to guard our hearts. You're going to move in the direction of your heart. Your heart determines your character. Your heart determines, amen, your intent, amen, your heart. That's why the Lord, amen, that's what he has his eyes on. Man judges the outward appearance. Oh, did you see that suit? Ooh, did you see them shoes? Did you see that hairstyle or that make? Did you see that jewelry? Did you see the car they driving? Man, let me tell you where they live. Man, did you see the amount of tithes and offerings they put in the bag? Man, ooh, did you see this? Did you see that? Did you see this? Did you see that? See, because we are impressed with outward appearances. That ain't working with God. That's not working with God. Superficial. That's why the Lord tells us in the book of Isaiah chapter 29 verse 13, he said, because this people draw near with their mouth and honor me with their lips while their heart are far from me. Ooh. 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 We talk a good game because we talk what we know the people want to hear. Oh, we know. We know how to look. Especially those of us that grew up in church. Come on, we know how to dress. We know how to walk around the church with that little one finger up in the air. We got to do a little research and find out where that one finger came from, what that's all about. All right, glory be to God. We know what to do. We have manners. Okay, we know how to play the part. Dress too short. This dress too short. I can't wear this to church. Nah, this one too tight. Now I can't wear that. Nah. Oh, we know. But where's the heart? The Lord tells us to rend our hearts and not our garments. So he says that you're going to be blessed when you are willing and obedient. Some people are willing, but they're not obedient. Yeah, count me in, y'all. Count me in. What time? Okay. Oh, 7 o'clock. I'll get there at 6:30. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm in agree. Oh, they willing. Very, very cordial. Very agreeable. Never no arguments. Okay? Hey. All right, y'all. They willing. See, but they not obedient. You know what I mean? They doing all that talking when the show go down, you can't find them. They the ones that come up. Oh my God, they got so many excuses. You get tired of hearing them. You say, you know, it's all right, brother. You ain't got to go there today. You just get tired of hearing it. Because if they ain't coming with this excuse, they coming with that excuse. They coming with another excuse because they was willing. Glory be to God, but it was always a reason to stop them from showing up, and you do God the same way. Yes, Lord, I'll go. Yes, Lord, if you heal me this time, oh, yeah, God, yeah, oh, yeah, God. Lord, count on me. Oh, yeah, God, to your service, Lord. Oh, God, whatever you want me to do, huh? Then the Lord asks you to do something, and, well, Lord, I'm going to see what pastor doing today because I can't. I'm going to see what so-and-so doing. Not today, Lord. Okay? Because, you know, Lord, I was thinking about going over there, you know, getting my nails done today. And I was just thinking about sleeping in today. Come on, y'all. Excuses. Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. You have a lot of people, amen, they're willing, but they're not obedient. They're always missing in action. Always missing in action. Then you have another group of people that we're talking about today, glory be to God. They're obedient, but they're not willing. Because their heart is not right. Their heart is not right. Ah, Rabakun Shin be kanda rabakum ba. Ah, barabakum be. Beloved, we read in Deuteronomy, amen, chapter number 11, amen, and verse number 26. Let's read in first, verse 26 is, see, I am setting before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing if you obey the commands of the Lord, your God, that I am giving you today. The curse if you disobey the commands of the Lord, your God, and turn from the way which I command you today by following other gods which you have not known. Beloved, it's amazing that God has set before the Israelites a choice between a blessing and a curse. And it's even more amazing that most of them, through their disobedience, see, beloved, their disobedience, because, see, they was in rebellion. See, we talked about Saul. We're not finished with Saul. We're going to come back with Saul because we still have some more points to make on Saul. Not today. Glory be to God. But, amen, the Bible says Saul was in rebellion. Okay, and rebellion is as witchcraft. But wait a minute, before we beat Paul up, beloved, glory be to God, when you are half-hearted about a situation, you're in rebellion too. When you're doing something but you don't want to do it, amen, doing it as unto the Lord, doing it because you know this is God's will, but you don't want to do it, you're in rebellion. Saul did it. He did half the job. He took down half the Amalekites, but he didn't want to complete the full assignment of the Lord. That's why he kept Agag and the choice of the spoils, because he didn't want to obey God all the way. So we are in rebellion, glory be to God, when we don't want to obey God all the way. You already know what God told you to do. But you keep making excuses why you're going to wait till tomorrow to do it. And the sad part is tomorrow never comes. Because there's going to be one day, beloved, glory be to God, where tomorrow ain't here. Today that you hear his voice, today, amen, to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. The choices you make today determine what your tomorrow is going to look like. So, beloved, it's even more amazing that most of them, through their disobedience, through their rebellion, they chose the curse. And, beloved, when we are willingly disobeying God, when our heart is not in it, praise the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, that ain't came from your heart. You can teach your parakeet to say what you just said. That didn't come from your heart. God is a spirit. We who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. That didn't come from your heart. You ever had somebody talk to you and you can tell they didn't mean it? They just going through the rigmarole. That you didn't feel that thing at all. There was no connection because it didn't come from their heart. And you got to make sure you got the right spirit and the right heart. Maybe you didn't receive it because maybe it was your heart. But you best believe it was somebody's heart. Either it was yours or theirs. Huh? Beloved, we have the same fundamental choice today. If we can live for ourselves or we can live in service to God. Because we want it. Before, because we want it. And so Jesus here, beloved, amen, as I close this morning, he gives us the remedy. He shows us what to do. That's what I love about God. He just ain't going to keep you stupid or ignorant. He said, I would not have you ignorant, brethren. God don't want you. Ignorant means that you don't know. You're acting like you don't know. The Lord said, no, that ain't how I would know. I want to keep you fully informed. God keeps his children fully informed. There is no secrets. Matter of fact, he said he will reveal his secrets to his prophets. God, he withholds nothing. So the Lord said, since I'm not withholding nothing, I don't want you to withhold nothing. And so, beloved, he gives us a remedy here, and we can find it in the book of Mark. Chapter number, before I give you the remedy, let me read one more verse. Verse number, and let's go back to Isaiah 19 for another 2 minutes. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19 says, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. Verse 20 says this, but if you refuse and rebel, you shall be eaten by the sword, devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, Lord, y'all, and God adds no sorrow to it. So the Lord is saying here, when you do the right thing, because it's in your heart to do the right thing, you're going to be blessed. Or if you do the right thing and it's not in your heart to do the right thing, you're still in rebellion. It's the same as you didn't do it. For someone, let's just take for example, all right, you're supposed to be somewhere at 10 o'clock, all right, the Lord is sending you to church or whatever, whatever, okay? You're going, you got two people, both of them are supposed to be there at 10 o'clock. One of them decide they ain't going. The other one said, well, man, I'm going because it's the right thing to do. But the other one didn't want to be there. Y'all in the same boat. You might as well stay home. You might as well stay with the other one. You're in the same boat. Because it's not in your heart to be there. God weighs your heart. He weighs the decisions of your heart. You're in the same boat. So you just might as well have said no. So God gives us the remedy. He gives us the remedy. Come on, come on. I love the Lord. Somebody say, I love the Lord. Amen. How he heard my cry. Amen. And pity every groan. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. Long as I live. Hallelujah. Mark chapter number 12. Okay, let me see now. Let me find my scripture here. All right, I got all my scriptures here. Give me the one I'm going to take it to. We're going to close on this note. Verse 30, I'm sorry. Okay, here we go. Let's start reading in verse number 28. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating, noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, and asked them, of all the commandments, Jesus, which is the most important? And Jesus answered. You ask Jesus a question, Jesus is going to give you an answer. Jesus said, the most important one is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. That's the first commandment, y'all. That's the first commandment. If you go in the Old Testament, you take the Ten Commandments, glory be to God. And if you take the first four, amen, glory be to God. The first four of the Ten Commandments, amen, is wrapped up in this one commandment right here. The other six of the you have Ten Commandments. The first, amen, is wrapped up into this one, the love the Lord your God. And then the other six commandments is wrapped up in the second commandment, to love your neighbor as yourself. God is saying the same thing, different ways, amen, hoping you're going to get it. Love the Lord your God. Love him. Do you love him? Do you love him? Do you love him? Do you love him? Amen. Glory be to God. Are you abiding with him? Are you fellowshipping with him? Hallelujah. Do you yearn to know him? Do you have a hunger and a thirst for righteousness? Do you want to spend time with him? Glory be to time in his presence, time in prayer. Amen. Just sitting at his feet, wanting to know his heart, wanting to know his will, wanting to know what's his desire, what is desire for you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. What's going to bring a smile to your father's face on today? What can you do to make your daddy happy? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. How can you fulfill his will as Jesus was? Jesus was sold out. Amen. Jesus was not self-righteous. Jesus didn't care what the people said. Jesus just wanted to know, what did God say? He was always in prayer. Amen. Talking to the Father. Father, what is your will for my life today? What is your will? What would you have me to do? How would you have me to do it? Jesus wasn't concerned about being inconvenienced. He wasn't concerned about what it was going to cost him. He just wanted to know, what do you want, Daddy? That's all he wanted to do. He didn't want to be no place else. Jesus showed up, amen, where the Father called him, and when the assignment was over, Jesus left. He didn't care nothing about no party and doing the electric slide and entertainers coming in from around the world. He didn't care nothing about that. He just wanted to do the will of the Father. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He said, for this purpose was I born. For this purpose shall I die. Beloved, we have to know, for this purpose we was born again. And for this purpose shall we die, because it's only what we do for Christ that's going to last. people dying out of here, glory be to God, dropping like flies. Just dropping, people dying, they don't know why. They're just sitting up, amen, in the auditorium at temple and just going to slump over and die. People just dying, and you ain't seen nothing yet. And you're going to leave this world and not fulfill the will of the Father, not delight in him, not do what brought him pleasure, but will focus your whole life on what brought you pleasure. What you can do to feel good, look good, glory be to God, and not concerned about what you can do to make the Father look good, what you can do to glorify God. What can you do that's going to bring a testimony that somebody will know that there is a living Savior? And he loves them. Glory be to God, you're in that situation right now. No, you don't want to be there, but you need to get happy about it. Because God even had you there for a reason. We got to find out God's purposes. What is your purpose? God, because I just love you. Look, when you love somebody, you want to make them happy. When you really love somebody. Glory be to God. I had this boyfriend once, glory be to God, and we was talking. I don't know. We never really did get that tight. And we worked at the same place. He was around the corner, and I was talking to this other lady, and I heard his voice around the corner. Stop my conversation. I stopped talking to the lady because I heard the God's voice. Beloved, and that's how we ought to be, so mesmerized, so in love with Jesus. Glory be to God. When he speaks, we stop. We listen what you're saying, Lord. We're not swaying with the crowd. The crowd is going to always talk you out of your blessing. We just read the scripture. Narrow, straight is the way that leadeth unto life. Broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. The crowd is going to hell, baby. Why are you listening to them? Why are you following them? What's wrong with you? Beloved, glory be to God. These that are in the flesh cannot please God. You cannot serve God out of your flesh. Flesh and blood is not going to inherit the kingdom. This is something beyond our flesh. Amen. This is life in the spirit. And so, beloved, we want to begin to develop that relationship with God, that fellowship with God. God is first. We got to say it and mean it. We seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What God wants is more important, glory be to God, than what our family wants from us. Beloved, you're going to leave your family one day. They're going to be around the coffin crying and screaming, but you're going to leave them one day. And we're supposed to love our family, but not before, amen, God comes first, before anybody and anything, including you. Including you. Do you love him that much? So that when the Lord speaks, amen, you say, here, Lord, here I am. Here I am. Here I am. Here I am. Sometimes, beloved, amen, glory be to God, there have been some situations in my life where I didn't want to do it either. But you know what I did? I went immediately into prayer. And because God is a spirit, I talk to God in spirit and truth. And you know what I tell God? I said, God, I don't want to do this thing. I don't want to go. Don't even like these people. Or whatever the case might be. I'd just be honest with him. I said, but now, God, I know what I'm saying is wrong. I know, Father God, what I'm feeling, but I know what you're telling me to do. God, will you forgive me? Father, will you help me to get an attitude adjustment? Amen. Get attitude around about this thing and go in here and glorify you in it. Oh, baby, well, let me tell you something. Everything turns around before the prayer, even before I get the amen. Immediately, God comes in and turn that thing around. And when I show up, I'm real. I ain't pretending. Ain't nobody forced me to be here. Glory be to God. God helped me to be willing and obedient. Because that's the only way you're going to be blessed. He said, you're going to eat the good of the land. Baby, flat and flourishing in every area of your life, not just your finances. It's God's will for us to prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prospers. We put a lot of emphasis on finances. What good is finances if you're sick? Somebody got to come and get you up out of bed. You can't even get up out of bed till the nurse get there, huh? What good is your money then? See, God wants you healthy and wealthy in every area of your life. He said, told Josh, you're going to have good success. See, success is being rich. Huh? You rich. Oh, you rich. You got the house, you got the car, you got the neighborhood. Huh? But what? Then you find out, amen, your spouse wants a divorce. Then you find out you've been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. See, that was success, but that wasn't good success. God wants to give you good success in every area of your life. He tells us how to get it right here, beloved. He says, if you'll be willing and obedient. But if you resist and rebel, it's going to go the other way for you. Which direction do you want to go? Amen. Jesus says, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Come on, somebody. Which way do you want to go? Hallelujah. You have to make the choice. Your pastor can't make it. Your friends can't make it. Your spouse can't make it. Your mama can't make it. Your children can't make it. Can't nobody make it for you. Can't nobody make it. They can make you say some words. If they lock you up and give you enough pain, they can make you say whatever you want to say, but that don't mean it's in your heart. It's because it came out of your mouth. They can't take what's in your heart. They can make you sign a false confession, but they can't make it. What's in your heart is up to you. See, and what the Lord is saying, glory be to God, hallelujah, you can have it. You want more of Jesus today, you can have it. Because when you love him, you want to please him. When you love him, you want to please him. It's nothing that you won't do for somebody you really love. Nothing is too much. Nothing. I have certain people in my close circle, they can call me today and get anything I got. If the Holy Spirit allow me to give to anything I got, if I had to empty my bank account, they can get anything I got. If they needed it, they can get it because I love them like that. And I ain't come with no strings attached. When you going to pay me back? No. Anything I got, you can have. Well, because I love you that much. That's what Jesus did. That's what God did. That's why God gave us Jesus. That's what Jesus did. That's why God, amen, hallelujah, died on the cross. What are you willing to give God? What are you willing to give God? I didn't say what you gave him, because a lot of stuff we done gave God, we wasn't willing. You're not going to get no rewards for that. That went down the toilet. All right, but what are we, amen, willing to give God? And let that first be your worship, beloved. Amen. Here's my worship. Here's my worship. Wish I had that song in queue as I close this morning. I don't see it in queue. And I'll probably open back up with it tomorrow. Here's my worship. Here's my life. Father, I'm nothing without you. I ain't nothing without you. Father, I can realize that I can stop breathing. But by noon today, Father, I can stop breathing. Anything could happen and cause me to stop breathing. I can have an aneurysm and, amen, get hit by a stray bullet. You don't need a reason to die. They say people die of natural causes. You don't even need a reason to die. When your heart stops beating, it's over. But Father God, for the rest of my life and the number of my heartbeats, I want to please you. Whatever makes you happy is what I want to do. Amen. You down with it? And to God be praised. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, amen, we want to, amen, beg you. Beg you. please, come on. Give your life to Jesus. Give your life to Jesus. Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to any of us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, he shall be saved. Just ask the Lord to save you. Just cut through the rigmarole. Well, I don't know how to do the altar call. No. It's no script. There's no scripture for it. There's no formula for it. Just ask God to save you. Let's just cut through the chase. All right? We can get to the details later. Ask God to forgive you for your sins. Save your soul. Amen. As you receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Bam. And you have been born again into, amen, this God's kingdom. Amen. And so now, amen, you're going to learn and you're going to mature and you're going to grow. Amen. Because you have to learn obedience. Jesus learned obedience. We have to learn obedience. Amen. But you got to go through the process so that you might grow through the process, so that you might be blessed through the process. Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on today. And to you be praise, to you be glory, and to you be all the honor. Amen, amen, amen. We want to invite you back, amen, at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock. Let us pray, let us pray, let us pray. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to pray, amen, that God will give us a willing heart. Amen, to do what the Lord is calling us to do. And beloved, it's a whole lot of children missing. A whole lot of children. We don't know if they're being kidnapped. We don't know if they've been taken into the sex slave. We don't know what's going on, but it's a whole lot of children missing, snatching children. Amen. And y'all heard on the news. Glory be. It's a whole bunch of stuff that ain't even hitting the news. You hear what I'm saying? These children are missing. Don't wait until your child is missing to start praying. And we need to be praying today like that was our child snatched off that bicycle. That's what we need to be doing. Please let that be our corporate prayer petition today. And let us keep these children covered because they need covering. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father God, thank you for this service on today. God, we embrace the gifts of this day. Looking forward to a wonderful day in you. Father God, a wonderful week if you tarry, Father God, and we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Father God, anoint the prayer warriors as they come to serve today at the power line. Father, we say thank you for them. Father God, we want to pray for the missing children. Our heart goes out. Father God, we feel the pain that these parents are feeling. We don't wish that on nobody, Father God, when your babies are missing. They're snatched up out of here. No telling what. And we know the devil is playing overtime with their minds of the parents, Father. And Father God, we pray for these babies like they're our babies because they are. If they're your babies, they're our babies. And so, Father God, we pray that these missing children will turn up untouched. Turn up, Father God. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Father God, give us a willing heart. Help us to do the right thing because we want to do the right thing, Father. Help us. Help us because it's going to bring a smile to your heart, Father God, and it's going to position us to eat the good of the land, and we want the good. We want it. Everybody want good, but folks don't want to do the right thing, Father. We want to do the right thing. And because we are in this flesh, God, we need your help. And so we are asking for you to help us. And we are asking for you to help us to help ourselves in Jesus' name. Now we bind absolute, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We cancel bad news, tears, sorrows, pain, accidents, incidents, calamities, fires, home invasions, gas explosions, slip and falls, any form of bad news. Father, we ask that you close every satanic highway and every evil coffin in Jesus' name. No weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment, we already condemn. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling. And we say thank you, Father, that we are unable to be touched by evil. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. And we seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare, declare and decree. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. and the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. My pleasure to be in your service today. Amen. Walk in the blessing because the blessing manifestation is already here. Lord's willing, we'll meet you at the altar of prayer today and then back again tomorrow morning. Lord's willing. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia, signing out.
Thank you for waking me.